Corbyn backs hard left plot to occupy Parliament, shut down the streets to stop Boris. By Jack Montgomery on August 30, 2019. Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn has endorsed a plot by hard left supporters to occupy the Palace of Westminster and shut down the streets to protest Boris Johnson's decision to prorogue, temporarily suspend, Parliament ahead of the Brexit deadline. Laura Parker, national coordinator for the Momentum Group, which acts as Mr. Corbyn's vanguard within the Labour Party, warned that thousands of us will join an occupation of Parliament and block the roads before we let Johnson close the doors on democracy, claiming that the Prime Minister was stealing our democracy so he can sell off our NHS to big US corporations in a no-deal, Trump-first Brexit. Real power doesn't sit with the Queen or in Parliament. It's with us, the people, she declared, a somewhat ironic sentiment, considering the chief objection to Johnson's prorogation is that they believe it is being used to help deliver the people's vote for Brexit in defiance of Remain voting parliamentarians. Rather than seek to cool tensions, Mr. Corbyn appeared to endorse the plan, announcing that he was encouraging MPs to join public protests opposing this shutdown of Parliament. This is a government of the elite, added the 70-year-old millionaire, echoing Parker's claims that Johnson was plotting to open the way for the Tory party to sell off public services and our NHS. Thus far, Remainer calls for the public at large to rise up in a general strike had borne little fruit, which is perhaps unsurprising, considering research into the 2016 referendum on Britain's membership of the European Union suggests the working class voted largely for Leave, while Remain was more popular with the affluent middle classes already comfortable under the EU status quo. Indeed, one picture of prorogation protesters which has gone viral appears to show a group of them sitting down to a picnic of crackers, hummus, olives, grapes, and a bottle of champagne in the street, placard still in hand, prompting a great deal of sarcastic commentary. Workers of the world unite. And while you're at it, pass me the Pimm's, sick, quipped one. I wonder if Waitrose stock protest hampers, asked another. I can't believe she's eating into her stockpile like that, remarked another, in reference to Remainer warnings that Britain will run out food, as well as clean drinking water, medicine, and much else, if it leaves the EU without a deal. What's she going to do when Armageddon comes on, November 1st? Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.